हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्यं ददातु मयि मेधां मयि प्रजां मयि सूर्यो व्राजो ददातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैतियुक्तः केन प्राणः प्रथमः प्रैतियुक्तः केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति केनेषितां वाचमिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रम् कवुदेवो युनक्ति श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रम् मनसो मनो यद् वाचोह वाचम् सवु प्राणस्य प्राणः चक्षुषश्चक्षुः अतिमुच्य धीराः प्रीत्यास्मान् लोकात् अमृता भवन्ति न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति नो मनः न विद्मो न विजानीमो यथैतदनुशिष्यात् अन्यदेव तद् विदिताद् अथो अविदितादधि इति सुश्रुम पूर्वेषाम् येनस्तद्व्या च चक्षिरे Usually what happens, this, here the number is different, third and fourth, actually third and fourth are given together as the, together as one mantra. Anyway, doesn't matter whether we split it or do it as one mantra, we have to know the meaning also. That's why third mantra is very important when you say the second and the third. The whole kind of Upanishad, the second and third mantras are very important mantras. Second thing, but no, actually, Natra Chakshur Gacchati, Na Vag Gacchati, No Manaha, Na Vidmo, Na Vijanimo, Yathaita Danusishyat, Anya Devatadi Viditadatho, Aviditadadi, Iti Sushruma Purvesham, Yenas Tad Vyaj Chakshire, the whole is one mantra, third mantra. According to some, okay, no problem. So before the teacher enters into this communicating what Brahman is, what the Atma is, he tells this because the first mantra reveals the question and the teacher gave an answer, indirect answer, and that answer revealed it is consciousness, which is the Atma. But how to know what that Atma is, what that consciousness is? Atma has to be communicated. Therefore, the teacher goes to the third mantra, wherein he says, the whole month together, all this together from the... So the second mantra reveals the Atma. Second mantra means the Chakshushas Chakshu. That mantra reveals Atma, the consciousness being distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. But Atma, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, is the pure consciousness. Is consciousness that is said in the third mantra. But what is that consciousness? How to arrive at what consciousness is? The teacher really wanted to make the student alert. And he wanted to, how can he make the student alert? The student has come to the teacher, expecting the teacher, answer from the teacher. But the student, how does he alert? By giving an answer. Na vidmaha, na vijanimaha. Na vidmaha, we do not know. We do not know what Brahman is. We do not know anything about Brahman. We do not know Brahman. Na vijanimaha katham anusishyat. I do not know how to communicate. How to communicate that Brahman. I do not know Brahman and I do not know how to communicate that Brahman. Then the teacher should really, he'll be shocked actually. You know why? He does not know Brahman. He does not know how to communicate. And what am I going to learn from him? How am I going to study from him? That means, that's what the first line in this, I had to explain that actually, first line itself. So, na vidmaha, na vijanimaha, katham etad anusishyam. So, he, in the beginning itself, he makes it very clear that Brahman, because direct answer will make the student search for the word, search for the meaning of the answer. Any answer should be given in the form of a word, expressed in the form of a word. And any word expressed, uttered, will make the student search for the meaning of the word. And the searching for the meaning of the word will always be an object of knowledge. Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, he did not give the direct answer. Not only he did not give the direct answer, first he states, to make the student more alert, he gives, Vayam na vidmaha, we do not know. Which means, I do not know Brahman. Na vijanimaha katham anusishyam, we do not know how to communicate that Brahman. Which means, why he cannot communicate. To arrive at the answer, why he says, I do not know Brahman. If he says, I do not know Brahman, and it will become a lie also, actually he knows what Brahman means. And he also knows how to communicate that Brahman. But still his answer is to alert the student and to make him understand this is to be communicated only indirectly, not directly. And so the second answer, how to communicate Brahman, I do not know when he says. Why he says that? We have to see the meaning. Why he says, I cannot communicate, I do not know how to communicate. Atma upadesha paddhatim, atma upadesha prakaram vayam na jani maha. Don't think why I'm doing the previous line. I'm doing the previous line to explain the Bhashyam line here, which is in this context, okay? Because pratyakshadvihi pramanehi paraha pratyayitam shakyaha. That is why I'm explaining the Bhashyam. For the sake of explaining the Bhashyam, I'm going back to that line. Why he says we do not know how to communicate? The reason is this. Communication is dependent on vocabulary. Communication is dependent on vocabulary. Vocabulary should consist of the words, adequate words, needed words for communicating anything. And the words must have been coined or would have been coined. The words will be available as part of the vocabulary if there is an object. If an object is there, there will be word available. That object, they would have coined, the linguists would have coined a word to indicate an object. And the object, what is an object then? You have to come from here. Communication is dependent on vocabulary. Vocabulary would have words coined. And if there is an object available, and the object, what is an object? An object is prameyam. Okay? So, shabda can describe describe something if it is an object. Prameyam. What is prameyam? Prameyam is pramana gocharam. The object is that which is available for any of the means of knowledge. Pramana gocharam prameyam. Pramana gocharam prameyam. What is pramanam? Pramanam is a valid means of knowledge. And how many pramanani we have? There are shad pramanani. Shad pauruṣeya pramanani. There are six means of knowledge. Sixfold means of knowledge. They are called pauruṣeya pramanani. They are the means of knowledge operated by by a human intellect. Isn't it? It's called pauruṣeya pramanani. And what are they? Pratyaksha pramanam, anumana pramanam, arthapatti pramanam, upamana pramanam, anupalabdhi pramanam and shabda pramanam. These are the pramanani. So, an object, a prameyam. Prameyam is what? Prameyam is an object of knowledge. Prameyam, an object of knowledge, is that which is available for any of these pramanani, any of these means of knowledge. So, pramana gocharam prameyam. And what do we say here? Brahman is not available for any of these pramanani. Brahman is not available for any of these pramanani, any of these means of knowledge. Therefore, Brahman is not prameyam, because Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Because Brahman is an object of knowledge, there is no word coined, what now, to communicate Brahman. Therefore, no word being available in any of the language, any of the languages, the vocabulary of any language has no word coined. Therefore, it cannot be communicated. With logical reason, okay? Why it can't be communicated? The word itself has not yet been coined to communicate. Word cannot be coined also. The word has to be coined, it must be an object. So coining of the word itself is dependent on what? The experience. An object which is available must have been experienced, isn't it? An object which is experienced alone, then can be, what now, the coining of the word is possible, takes indicated object. The coining of the word itself is dependent on the experience of an object, and which is an object. And here, the object is that which is available for any of the means of knowledge. Therefore, what now? Yes, there is no word coined, coinable, in order to communicate that Brahman, because it is not an object, because it is not available for any of the means of knowledge. Therefore, he says, we do not know how to communicate the Brahman. One reason, one meaning. And the second thing, and he goes ahead, a word can again describe an object, describe a thing, an object, which fulfills what now? Five conditions. Or any one of the five conditions, which I have already mentioned the names, listed the names, but I didn't elaborate. What are those five? They are known as Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. Shabdaha means word, and Nimittam means the word which serves as an instrumental for fulfilling the condition, called nimittam. Nimittam, you can say, short, briefly, condition. And pravrittihi means what now? Pravrittihi, usage, or employment, application. So, shabda pravritti nimittam is equal to a word. No? So, Shabda Pravritti Nimittam means what? Nimittam? A condition. Nimittam is what now? A condition which serves an instrumental for the application or for the coining of the word. Shabda Pravritti Nimittam, a condition which is instrumental for coining or for applying or for using a word. A cause for the word, coining of the word. Shabda, not only coining the word, which is a me instrumental. A condition, nimittam, a condition which is used for application of the word. Condition for application of the word, a given word. It's called Shabda Pravritti Nimittam. So we have five conditions. Therefore, Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. Nimittam Nimittani. 5 conditions for the application of, for employment of words. Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. So unless an object fulfills all the 5 or any of the 5, a few of the 5 conditions, those objects cannot be arrived at through words. So jatihi, what are those? Jatihi. So jatihi, we can say universally used, or we can say generality. Jatihi is a generality. For example, when you say manushya jatihi, mruga jatihi, purusha jatihi, stri jatihi, pakshi jatihi, here we say purushaha, purusha jatihi, you know, there is something, purusha jatihi, purushaha. When you, suppose if you use the word purushaha, which means man. So there is a man walking on the roadside. In its sentence, the word man is used, isn't it? To communicate something to you. Is a man walking on the road means the word man communicates something. Communicates. That means the purushaha, you would not have seen that man. You do not know all the features of the man. But you know what the word man means. That means the purushaha, the word man, have a purushatvam, the manness. And how you know that already there is buddhi has formed, the intellect has formed the experience of manness. And you would have experienced one or few men, and by that experience of few men, and you have what now? All the buddhi has formed the manness. Therefore, already you experienced few men. Therefore, you already has what now? The manness, purushattvam is there already in the buddhi. Therefore, when the word man communicates, jati, as human beings, there are 10 million human beings living in England. So, immediately, the word human being, isn't it? You know the human being means you are a human being yourself. You know other human beings. Therefore, that humanness, human beingness, manushyatvam, that is what now, it's a general thing, isn't it? You do not experience all the 10 million human beings. You haven't come to India. You haven't seen Indians. So many people live, human beings are living there, means. Without knowing, you know. Because you experienced few men here, few human beings. You know. There are 10,000 trees in that forest. There are trees in the forest. You would not have seen, you don't need to go and experience all the 10,000 trees. But you know the tree, is because you experienced few trees, and therefore the tree-ness, vrikshatvam, is already there in the buddhi. So when simply there's a sentence comes, there are 10,000 trees in the park, then you can, the word trees communicate immediately. Mostly we are using the words which communicate the jati. Any noun for the pot, house, human being, now They're all what are words communicating jati. Generality, words of generality. This is one gunaha. Jati is one nimittam. Then gunaha. Gunaha. Here gunaha, a quality, a qualification. There are brown people, white people, black people. I don't know whether I should use this. I shouldn't say that, no? Wrong? Okay. Living in this country. Isn't it? So there, when you say this, that color, complexion, the color communicates what? Gunaha. Guna communicates. There's a communication of people, but is it? There's still people are communicated. The object is communicated. What communicates here? The guna communicates. What is the guna here? Guna is of complexion. The guna, in the form of complexion, communicates those objects. You know what? Brown, black, white, etc. This is, isn't it? They're also tall. Rogerji, the tall person in the class. The tall person in the class is Roger. Somebody asked me, who's Roger? So there, the tallness, isn't it? This is a gunaha which communicates, isn't it? The object, called object known by the term Roger. So gunaha, another second quality or qualification, also becomes what now? Second condition, nimittam. Jatihi. Then gunaha, and third is what? Kriya. Kriya is the third. Kriya act is what? No, it also communicates. Suppose function, action. This afternoon, electrician is going to come to correct few things here. Electrical errors here. So electrician, in a sentence, communicates the object. Because there, kriya is the nimittam, isn't it? Which communicates the object, indicated by that. Who is going to come in the afternoon? Electrician. A plumber is going to do some work. Kriya communicates. I have very good percolator, coffee percolator. That object is communicated by what? The function. It does what? It involved in the function of percolation. Percolating, isn't it? Function. So, at least some kriya, the kriya, action or function pertaining to a given thing communicates that object. Jatihi communicates that object. Gunaha communicates what now? Communicates an object, some condition, the nimittam. And fourth one is what? Sambandaha. My brother is living in Delhi. So the word brother reveals, communicates isn't it, that the word, the sambandaha, connection or relationship, also what now, reveals the object. Relationship or connection? My friend, musician, my friend who is a musician is living in America, is a good person. My friend who is a musician living in America is a good person. My friend who is a musician living in America is a good person. Friend is what now? Communicates, isn't it? Here, sambandaha. Musician, kriya. Good person, gunaha. Like this, so this, an object should fulfill any of the five conditions, or all the five, or some of the conditions, then that object is describable, that indicated, communicated by a word. So communication itself is possible only if the words are employable. Words can be employed only the words have been coined. Coinable, first of all. And words can be coined only if there are objects. If something is an object. An object is the thing can be called an object only if it is available for any of the pramanani. So pramana gocharani eva prameyani, prameyani eva, isn't it? Shabda prameyani alone can have what? No, shabda pravritti nimittas nimittani will be there for this prameyani. Therefore, words are what now? Coinable. Therefore, the what now? Communicable. Object becomes communicable. Therefore, communication is possible. But Brahman, the Atma, does not fulfill any of these conditions. Does not have any of these. Brahman has no guna. Brahman has no jati. Brahman does not do any karma. Not cannot be associated with any karma, action, kriya or function. Brahman has no sambandha. Very important. Sambandha, no relationship, connection anywhere. One more thing we have. Rudhihi. Rudhihi. Important thing. One more thing I have to say because the cookies I forgot. Rudhihi is the fifth. Rudhihi. Rudhi, or you can also say dravyam. The fifth condition. The rudhi or dravyam is also known as prasiddhi. Pratyaksha prasiddhi. Rudhi, dravyam, pratyaksha prasiddhi. They're all common, they're all synonyms. To mean the fifth condition. There is lot of space in the other house. If I say the word space, if we take, how many spaces are there? Only one space, isn't it? Therefore, but still the word space, the word space, what is indicated by space, is commonly known. So sometimes the single entities, the word space is commonly, it's called dravyam or rudhi. It is very well known, commonly known. Word space means what is space, is very well known to you, well known to me, commonly known. So the space is what, not a jati. The word space does not indicate a jati, doesn't get guna, no karma, doesn't indicate what, no sambandha also. It's a commonly used, commonly known thing. A single entities, a given entity, isn't it? Commonly known. When you communicate that, actually what now? There comes this dravyam. Sun is very bright. You know, how many suns are there? Only one sun. And you know, common, isn't it? Sun is a common, because commonly experienced. One is single entity. You don't need to say jati, guna. So many human beings are there, you should talk about it. So many people are coming to the class and I had to talk about one, communicate one object. Then I had to say, I had to talk about the guna. Please bring the mic from the class. There's so many things are here. Then I can talk about the guna. That's a black, stick-like thing, kept in the corner. So many things, isn't it? But sun, do I need to explain? No, you know, the bright, like a ball, like a round. No. No jati, guna, kriya, and description is not available. Just the commonly known single entities, isn't it? Sun. Only one sun is there. The sun means you know, I know, everybody knows. Like space. There's a big forest. There was a big forest fire in Australia last month. Isn't it? The word fire communicates immediately, isn't it? I mean what? You don't know. There's no jati, guna, kriya and all those things. Just a single entity. Called dravyam, isn't it? Like this, only one entity which is known commonly comes under what now? The category of dravyam. So it fulfills the condition, dravyam. Or pratyaksham. It's also called prasiddhi, very well known, commonly known. It's called prasiddhi also. Rudhi. Now, we all know this. One thing, fire, space, sun, earth. We know only one. There's no different, many earths. Earth is one. Generally, it's a commonly known. It's a rudhi. Never we know. It's a very prasiddhi, well known, commonly known. Therefore, these are the conditions. So, if an object fulfills any of these conditions, then it is what now? Communicable through words. The coining itself is possible. Coining of the word to indicate an object is possible. So words are always coined based on our experience. There must be an object, and fulfilling these conditions, then that object is what now? And experienced. And the experience, the words are coined based on our experience. An experience is possible only if it is an object. An object is the object only if it is available for any of the means of knowledge. So here what we say, Brahman is not pramana gocharam, is not available for any of the means of knowledge. Therefore it is not an object. Therefore it does not only the object, does not fulfill any of these five conditions also. Therefore the word itself being not available for experience, word itself cannot be coined. Therefore, word being not coined, coinable, what now? You are communicable also. Therefore, what the teacher says? Vayam na jani maha. Is it clear now? Therefore, nowhere in the world, no library can have, what now? No language, no library can have a word coined to describe Brahman. So what now? Vayam na janimaha katham anusishyam. Anusishyama. We do not know how to communicate this Brahman. The teacher becomes very alert. Then he says, now he is going to say, but still there is an ingenious method of communication. An ingenious method of communication. And using words. Shabda Pramanam. And which words? Words of the Shastram. And which is not direct communication, but indirect communication. Ingenious method of indirect communication using words of Shastram. And which method has been used by our, what now, teachers, earlier teachers, Purvaihi. So, if at all I can communicate now, I'm going to communicate, it is not at all mine. How I could understand from my teachers who used this ingenious method of unfoldment, and they used it and it did work on us. So, I have to use the same method of unfoldment, and so it should work for you also, and you also. And what is that method? That's what is that methodology. First methodology itself is revealed in the first sentence. Not first sentence, sorry, the next sentence. Therefore, what does he say now? Because it is not communicable, na vidmaha. So what do you say now? I do not know Brahman, na vidmaha. So na vidmaha also is answered now. Na vidmaha. Na vidmaha means what now? We do not know means I do not know Brahman means Brahman, I do not know Brahman as an object. I do not know Brahman as an object. First he gives, we do not know how to communicate. Therefore what? Brahman is not an object. Therefore, we do not know Brahman means, I do not know Brahman as an object. But now, somehow I have to communicate. And for communication, there is a method, and that method is not my own discovery, but no, Purvesham, but now, people who had lived much earlier, isn't it? My teachers. Every teacher learns this methodology from his teacher or her teacher. How, as the one understands the vastu, one also what know, the methodology also along with the vastu becomes very clear. That's why one who knows the methodology knows the vastu. One who knows the vastu must have known the methodology also. That is why sampradaya is so much emphasized. Tradition is so much emphasized. And what is that methodology that is revealed in this line? Anyadeva tad viditat athaha aviditat adhi. Anyadeva tad viditat aviditat athaha aviditat adhi. So we'll see that now. Atyantameva, say no? Upadesha prakara pratyakhyane prapte tad apavadaha ayamuchyate. Satyamevam pratyakshadibhihi pramanaihi na paraha pratyayayitam shakyaha agamenatu shakyate eva pratyayayitam. What he says now? So pratyakshadibhihi pramanaihi paraha pratyayayitum na shakyaha. It is not possible for one to communicate that Brahman, isn't it? Because it is not available for any of this paurusheya pramanani. But here what now? But agamena shakyate eva. Definitely it is possible. What now? By the words of the Veda. Okay? Vedanta shabdaihi pratyayayitam. To help you arrive at Brahman is possible by the words of, through the words of Veda. Tad upadeshartham agamam aha. How the Upanishad teaches, how the Veda teaches, how the Veda communicates that Brahman. So in order to communicate that Brahman, agamam aha means he quotes what now? Vedic Upanishad mantra. What is that mantra here? He is not quoting, he mentions this line. Anyadeva tad, see that now? Anyadeva tad viditat athaha aviditat adhi iti. So, anyadeva, see now? Anyat means other. Okay, not this, other. Anyat means what now? Other. Anyati eva, that eva is emphasizing. An emphatic expression. Anyati eva means definitely the other one. Other. What is it other definitely? He says, Shankara gives meaning, prithak eva. Prithak means what now? Separate. Separate means what now? Distinct. Distinct means what now? Different. That Vatma is definitely different, other than, distinct. Prithak eva tad. That Atma, that conscious, this is that Atma, which is the, behind all this sukshma, the, which is the, no, which is behind the, all this entire subtle aspects, is what no, definitely distinct, different, prithag eva. Prithag eva means what now? Tad yat prakritam. What is that prakritam? Shrotradinam. See no? Tad, see no? Yad prakritam. See, prakritam means that which is under discussion now. What are we discussing about now? We are discussing with the Atma. Okay, so prakrita means that which is under discussion. The atma is definitely, that atma is distinct, different. From what? Shrotradi nam shrotradi iti uktam iti ityuktam avishayam cha tesham ityuktam avishayam cha tesham. So that atma is what now? Which is said to be, which is discussion, is distinct from all those senses. That means it is not their object, not the object of senses, not even the senses, distinct from all of them. So tesham tad viditat anyadevahi, viditat anyadevaha, anyadevahi, that is, that atma is different from the known. Vidita is a participle of the vidirdhatuhu. So, viditat anyadeva, it is different from the known. I've already explained last class, but still I want to come back from this. Then, what is viditam? He says, viditam nama. What is the known? What do you mean by the word known? What is the known? Viditam. Viditam nama yad kriyatishayena aptam yad vidhi or vidhi? What is dhakara there? Vidikriya. Yad vidikriyayatishaya atishayena aptam. Is it that which is, viditta means known is an object available, aptam, attainable, attained through the function of knowledge. Vidhi kriyaya atishayena aptam. Known is that which is available, what now? Attained through a function of knowledge. So, vidikriya karma bhutam. Vidikriya means act of knowing. Okay, act of knowing is called vidikriya. Kvachit, kinchit, kasyachit viditam syad iti sarvameva vyakritam viditameva. Therefore, he says, whatever is known, isn't it? What is known here now? Whatever is known to the act of knowing, whatever is available for the act of knowing, a function of knowing is called what now? Is viditam known. Tasmad anyadeva ityartha. Therefore, he says what now? Therefore, what now? It is not available for the function. Knowing is a kriya. Knowing is a kriya. Function. Is it knowing is a function or action? Can say kriya stands for function or kriya? Action. So knowing is a function here. And then an object available for the function of knowing is what now? The known. Whereas here, what about? But Brahman is what now? Already we have known. It has no kriyasam. It has no kriya. Therefore, it cannot be associated with any kriya also. It is not available for perception. Therefore, it is not an object here. Therefore, viditata, it is definitely different from the known. Viditata, not only viditata, we have got aviditam ajnatam tarihi prapte aha. Why can't you say it's unknown then? Unknown object. One can come. Unknown also you can say. No, it is neither the known nor the unknown. Because anything known is an object of knowledge. Unknown also is an object of knowledge. How do you say? Before knowledge, it is unknown. After knowledge, it becomes unknown. Known, that means what? Anything known or unknown always come under the category of knowable, and knowable is
is equal to what now? Known or unknown. Noble is an object. Anything noble, an object comes under the category of knowable. Anything which comes under the category of, does not come under the category of knowable, is what now? Anything other than the object. Anything other than the object is subject. Therefore, here what here, is it clear now? I think I told last class, I'm repeating the same thing today. Therefore, he says, that is anyadeva, that is different from the known and the unknown. And it is an object available for the kriya. Isn't it? Therefore, knowing is an action here. It is not available for. See, indriya vyavaharaha, it is not available for any of the jnana vyavaharaha or karma vyavaharaha. What is karma vyavaharaha? Action, no, transaction or knowledge transaction. Vyavaharaha is a transaction here. It is not available for knowledge transaction or action transaction. Karma vyavahararthaṁ va, jnana vyavahararthaṁ va, it is not available. Therefore, it is what now? There is no vyavaharaha. Therefore, it is viditātha, aviditātha, adi. If it is available for karma vyavahara, action transaction, still you can call it an object. It is available for jnana vyavahara, still you can call it an object. Therefore, it's not the viditam, neither the aviditam. Because viditam and aviditam both become what now? Knowable. And knowable is, therefore knowable is an object. And anything other than the object is anything. Anything which doesn't come under the category of knowable is anything other than the object. And anything other than the object is only subject. And the subject is not the known or not the knowledge, but the knower. Subject is not now, not the knowledge, the karma, this is jnana vyavahara. And known is what? Viditam. And what is other than the, anything which comes under the category of anything other than the knowable is, anything come which comes under the other category of other than the object is subject, and subject is knower, and knower is different from the knowledge and the known. Is it clear now? Knowledge and the known. And that knower is what now? Atma. Still it is not finished, okay? Knower is Atma. Because it was for one this Pramana here, I had to go back to the earlier sentence. He uses here, Pratyayitam Pratyakshavi Pramana hi. Therefore I had to say that. Okay, therefore yes, aviditam ajnatam, aviditam is what ajnatam, tad, iti prapte, aha, ataha, aviditat, vidita viparitat, avyakritat, vilakshanat, Vyakrita Bijat. Vilakshanat Vyakrita Bijat. Vilakshanam means what? Distinct. Vilakshana, we are talking about Atma as Vilakshanam here. Isn't it? It is distinct from the known and the unknown. Bijat. Adhi iti upariyarthe lakshana Lakshanyani, लक्षण्यात् इत्यर्थः अधि इति उपरि अर्थे लक्षणयान् इत्यर्थः इति लक्षणय अन्यत् इति अर्थः अधि इति उपरि अर्थे लक्षणय अन्यत् इति अर्थः लक्षणया मीन्स् व्हाट नाउ ही सेज अधि उपरि अर्थे लक्षणया मीन्स् एक्चुअली वी मेक आउट लक्षणया मीन्स् व्हाट नाउ इफ इट इज नॉट द नोन ओनली लक्षणम यू अंडरस्टैंड अराइव एट इट इफ इट इज डिफरेंट हाउ डू यू अंडरस्टैंड इट बिकॉज इट डस नॉट इट इज नॉट द नोन नॉर इज इट द अननोन बिकॉज नोन एंड द अननोन कम अंडर द कैटेगरी ऑफ नोवेबल बिकॉज हाउ The known and the unknown come under the category of knowable. Before knowledge it is unknown, after knowledge it is known. Therefore knowable is equal to known and the unknown. Known and the unknown is equal to this object. Is it an object? Therefore knowable is equal to the object. Anything which comes under the category of knowable is the object. Therefore anything which does not come under the category of knowable must be that which comes under the category of anything other than the object. And anything which comes under the category of anything other than the object is only subject. And subject is the knower. The knower is that anyate is what now? Knower. Knower is the Atma. Okay? Iti. This is how Lakshanaya. You arrive at it like this. Yadhi. यस्मात् अधि उपरि भवति अधि द वर्ड अधि इट नो नो उपरि भवति मीन नो इट इज डिस्टिंक्ट फ्रॉम दैट अधि शब्दः उपरि मीन व्हाट नो इट इज बीइंग डिफरेंट इजंट इट डिस्टिंग्विशिंग वर्ड उपरि भवति तद् तस्मात् अन्यत् इति प्रसिद्धम् दैट वर्ड अधि अगेन ओनली व्हाट नो बीइंग डिस्टिंक्ट आत्मा बीइंग डिस्टिंक्ट आत्मा बीइंग अन्यत् इज मेड क्लियर विद वर्ड व्हाट नो अधि उपरि यद् विदितम् तद् अल्पम् मर्त्यम् दुःखात्मकम् च इति हेयम् इसे यद् विदितम् एनीथिंग ओनली व्हाट नो अल्पम् इज़न्ट इट अल्पम् मीन इट हैज इट्स ओन लिमिटेशंस इज़न्ट इट अल्पम् मीन्स एनीथिंग व्हिच इज लिमिटेड मर्त्यम् इट इज टाइम बाउंड मर्त्यम् दुखात्मकम दुखात्मकम आल्सो आइदर इट इज अ सोर्स ऑफ पेन और इट इज अ सोर्स ऑफ पेन इट आल्सो व्हाट नो इट इज अ धम ऑफ पेन आल्सो दुखात्मकम च इति हेयम तस्मात् विदितात् अन्यत् ब्रह्मा इत्युक्ते तु अहेयत्वम् उक्तं स्यात् सो हियर दिस अहेयत्वम् हेयम् अहेयम् अहेयत्वम् अहेयत्वम् नीड टू बी अंडरस्टूड हियर हाउ इट इज डिस्टिंग्विशेबल You know, separability, isn't it? How you can separate it from that? So, tasmat viditat anyat, aviditat anyat brahma ityukte, तु अहेयत्वमुक्तं स्यात् तथा विदितात् अधि इत्युक्ते अनुपादेयत्वम् उक्तं स्यात् सो विहे अनुपादेयत्वम् अण्ड् अहेयत्वम् टु थिङ्ग्स् ऐ हाव् टु एक्स्प्लेन् विच् ऐ विल् डू टु नेक्स्ट् क्लास्
Swami, in this one, it says that Brahman is surely different from the known, and again, it is above the unknown, which you've explained. But it says, and I think it's supposed to be a translation of Shankara Upanishad, it says, when it talks about above the unknown, it says here that it should be unknown, that from that which is a personal. That which consists of the unmanifested ignorance. So he's saying that the unknown is the Maya.
No. Here we talk only about the objects. Aviditam does not mean the Maya.
Right.
No. That is why I stopped here now, actually.
Yes.
I stopped the class purposely because that's why.
Aviditam. Somebody, you say that to have a word has to have an object.
Yeah.
Has to have a. But there are words like Brahman, Atman,
consciousness,
etc. So how do you describe such words, which, although they do seem to have something.
All those words do not directly communicate reality. Object, okay, not the object actually. See, Brahman being not an object, Brahman being the very available for recognition as the subject, those words do not directly communicate. They indirectly only communicate. And the indirect communication also, only how would know? Through methodology. See, suppose you have Brahman. Okay? Brahman, how would that communicate? I tell you, Brahman Atma. When you say Brahman, that which is the biggest, limitlessly big, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, you say. Or you can say atma means that which pervades. Okay, take the word atma. How does the word atma reveals everything? Atma indirectly communicates. Atma means that which pervades everything. So we say that which pervades everything means what now? You can negate everything does not pervade, which is subject to time, spatial limitation. The word Atma negates everything else which is not all-pervasive. Therefore, everything in this world becomes negated as Anatma. And you come to space, okay, space is all-pervasive. But space is all-pervasive, space does not pervade the Atma. But Atma pervades space also. Therefore, space also is negated as anatma. Then you arrive at the atma. Then what is that atma? Okay, now I have understood the whole world. The word atma negates the whole world being anatma. Because the very word tells what? All pervasiveness. The word all, that which is of the nature of all pervasiveness is atma. Therefore, the word atma negates all those spatial objects which are limited to habitual spatial limitations. Therefore, it can take you directly to what now? Space. So it negates all the words, all the objects, it comes to space. And space is a spatial limitless. But space also, from the standpoint of Atma, space also becomes, space is also pervaded by Atma. Therefore, it negates space also. And what is that all-pervasive which pervades even the all-pervasive space? How to know that? That is why methodology is required. That word tells Atma, isn't it? So it indirectly communicates. Then Brahman, that which is limitlessly big, and it has a time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless, is Brahman. Therefore, it negates all those time-bound objects, it negates all those spatial-limited objects, it negates, that word negates always. It reveals what Brahman is not. Thereby, it helps you to arrive at what Brahman is. It's called indirect methodology. I'm going to teach you that. I have to tell you about this. Nisheda Vrittihi, Lakshana Vrittihi. Okay, so it negates. So through negation, it helps you understand what Brahman is not, isn't it? And then time, space, object limitations, everything it negates. Therefore, anything which has object limitation is not Brahman. Brahman is not that, Brahman is not this, Brahman is not that, negates. But what Brahman is then? Brahman is Atma. What is Atma again? Isn't it? Then again, viditata, aviditata, ati. Therefore, there's a methodology again. And there, Rojaji, what you are reading, I just stopped the particular thing because I want to explain the aheyatvam and anupadeyatvam. I want to go to those words. I stopped today because I want to say before that what all I have told you. You have to remember these things. See, for one small thing, Shankara, in the second line, we have come to this word, viditata, viditata, ati. I have already given you the meaning. But still, having come to this, in his Bhashyam, he begins his comment like this. Pratyakshaya pramanehi. It is not possible available for any of the means of knowledge. Therefore, we have to say what now? We have to say, explain the meaning of the previous sentence. Why does the teacher say it is not communicable? Why does he say we do not know how to communicate Brahman? He should know. One thing is, he can be a teacher. How can he play the role of a teacher and he still say he does not know how to communicate? He does not mean that he does not know how to communicate Brahman. He only says why Brahman is not communicable. As a logical reason. Isn't it? Why? Because there are no words. Why there are no words? Isn't it? So all this explains. In that context, when you come to the word viditam and aviditam, let me come to this point now, what you asked. Aviditam. And viditam and aviditam, he just means only the known and the unknown. When you say viditat adi, if you say, viditat anyat, if you say, in Brahman is what now? The Atma is distinct from the known. And you can also say, oh, you can't say that you know everything here, okay? So definitely there will be unknown. Okay, Brahman is unknown then. Until the communication, the teacher uses this traditional methodology and communicates, isn't it? Unknown. Brahman is unknown actually. Ununderstood, isn't it? But still you can take it that way also. That means it can be known. Even if he says, before the communication, the teacher's communication, Brahman is what? Before the teacher, okay, indirect communication, using the methodology, before the teacher teaches, definitely it is unknown. After the knowledge, it becomes known. You can think that way. Therefore, now, yeah, that's why unknown, Brahman is unknown. That is why I'm asking you to teach me. Isn't it? So you can teach, once you teach me, it becomes known. The student may think. Before knowledge, it is unknown. After knowledge becomes known, I come to you for knowledge and you teach me. So the student may think what now? Still, the student's buddhi will be thinking of only what now? Object only. The student's attention has been completely dragged away from all the objects. All the objects means what now? Should the very term object. That means it should attention to be turned towards subject, the knower. Therefore, what he says now, aviditam, does not mean the maya or anything. Sometimes, Hajarji, I won't tell you, the translations, the literally, absolutely perfect translation. But really, the implications we say, very dangerous. Dangerous means what now? They literally translate. For example, the word Atma in different contexts means different meanings. Sometimes Atma means, Atma means consciousness. Atma means physical body. Atma means mind. Atma means individual. You know, so which corner, but when they translate, they'll put everywhere self. They will not put the individual, they will not mean the body, they will not say mind, they will not say consciousness. They will say there's the self. So that word self in English language, what does it mean in the context? Also we should know. This is the problem, isn't it? So aviditam, because some, I don't know how they translate it. Aviditam is unknown, isn't it? So aviditam also is an object. Viditam also is an object. So if the student mistakes, okay, the student can mistake it for what now? Viditat adi means it is different from all the known means, and he may think it is different from all the known, that means it is still is under the category of the unknown. So he wanted to make it very clear, unknown also comes under the category of the object only, therefore he wanted to say viditat aviditat adi. That means it is Brahman is, Brahman does not come under the category of knowable at all. Because knowable is what, isn't it? Knowable before knowledge is the viditam, after jnanam is the aviditam. After vedanam viditam. Before knowledge it is aviditam. Therefore knowable, isn't it? Knowable means viditam and aviditam both are knowable. And knowable means only object. Therefore, it is Brahman is not at all available as the Brahman is not at all knowable. Means it is not at all what now? Object. Doesn't mean it is not knowable, means you cannot arrive at Brahman. So Brahman does not come under the, Brahman comes under the category of anything other than the knowable. Anything other than the knowable must come under the category of anything other than the object. Therefore, that which comes under the category of anything other than the knowable, therefore which comes under the category of anything other than the object is subject. And the subject of knowledge is the knower. Therefore, knower is Atma. That is what he wants. He just says, viditam and aviditam, he means both is saying object. He does not talk about maya or anything. In fact, Rajaji, the whole viditam and aviditam, everything is maya.
Yes.
Not only aviditam is maya. Viditam and aviditam, everything is maya only. Is it clear now? That's why the two other important things I'm going to explain. In the next class, it will become very clear. Anupadeyatam, aheyatam, I'll explain next class. Today, particularly stop, is make it clear. So, when you say aviditam alone is not maya, viditam and aviditam, anything is what now? Known. Anything known is material product. Maya only. It's like when you say viditam and aviditam, both are maya when you say, it's like setting any pot is clay.
I think the distinction you make is between the manifest and the unmanifest. But no, I understand. I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, see, unmanifest means you cannot distinguish. See, when it is unmanifest, the distinction is not possible. Knower, non-knowledge distinction itself is not possible. See, this knower, knowledge, known, this division, isn't it? Division, the differentiation is possible only when it is differentiable. Isn't it? Differentiation itself is possible only if it is manifest. In unmanifest condition, avyakte avyakritam, it is not differentiated also. In unmanifest condition, there cannot be differentiation. It is undifferentiated. Knower, known, knowledge, the differentiation is not possible. Therefore, there's no such thing called just the. Is, there's no where who is the one who's going to know who what is it which is known, what is the knowledge. There's no differentiation is not possible in unmanifest condition, isn't it? That we talk about that the unmanifest itself is said to be Maya. Unmanifest is Maya. The unmanifest, which is called Maya, is what now? Actually, it's inseparably with the, isn't it? Consciousness. When Maya is not manifest, consciousness is pure consciousness. When Maya is manifest, Maya becomes a manifesting medium, thereby, what now? The manifest Maya is the manifesting medium for consciousness. The word consciousness, we say manifest consciousness. The Maya, the manifesting medium, is unmanifest. There is pure consciousness, Brahman. Maya, the medium, isn't it? Maya, the unmanifest, becomes manifest. That is, then it becomes differentiated. Then it serves the manifesting medium. Then consciousness is, there's a manifest consciousness. Is it clear? Therefore, aviditam does not mean Maya. Isn't it? When we talk about the known, we are already distinguishing, already differentiating the known from the subject of knowledge and the act of knowing. This knower, the act of knowing and the known. The differentiation has come. But that no, aviditam or aviditam mean only what no? The actual simple, the object, world of objects only. And then world of objects should definitely distinguish the knower. You should distinguish the knower from the known. All the three are one. That is what we are trying to understand, isn't it? Advaitam means what? We have to see the non-duality, the oneness of the reality, resolving the known, knower, all the known as in one. Advaita Drishti. The whole teaching is for understanding the oneness of reality. See, when everything is unmanifest, there is no individuality. There is no bondage. There is no search for freedom. There's no requirement for jnanam. In sleep, what do we need? In sleep, do you search for jnanam? In sleep, is there any known? Example. Since sleep is the best model to understand the universe being unmanifest. Only through the model of sleep you can understand. In sleep, there's no bondage, there's no sense of bondage, there's no sense of search for freedom, there's no sense of limitations, there's no sense that I am, there's no sense the world is, there's no sense of differentiation, isn't it? Nothing. There's no need. Only when this manifests, when you wake up from sleep, and everything comes. Similarly, when this manifestation is there, differentiation itself is possible only in manifestation. And when there is differentiation only, there is confusion also, isn't it? In manifestation, there is differentiation. And differentiation only, distinguishing what is possible. In unmanifest, there is no distinguishing. You cannot distinguish consciousness from Maya. Because you yourself will not be there. The one who wants to distinguish will not be there. Ahankara must be there. Only then distinguishing is possible. That's why ahankara is a blessing in disguise. Ahankara is, isn't it? The manifestation itself is meaningful only because of ahankara. And without ahankara, where is the manifestation? It's a meaning, isn't it? Therefore, my answer to your question is, I told spoke this much. Why? Because it is viditam and aviditam. It means simple, the unknown objects. Unknown means
to bring this, because you the one might come with the question, oh, to teacher, you say your Atma is different from the known. What about the unknown? Because until Atma is known, Atma is unknown. Therefore, he has to say Atma is not at all an object, first of all. If Atma is not an object, then can you say Atma is not there? That's why we have people, these atheists, you know. People who do not believe in the existence of Brahman at all. There is no Brahman, there is no Atma, there is Shunyam. Why Shunyam? Not available for any of the Pramanams. There is no object. Isn't it? Nothing, nothingness. Nothingness is Atma. Shunyam, isn't it? So they may say that, because it is not an object. Therefore, anyat adhi, two words, you know, upari, means at anyat, definitely there is Atma, and that Atma is not the object, but it is the subject, it's available as the subject, and that means, to say available subject means, the subject means, and then again, what are you then? So you have to understand it is, that which is sought is you. Therefore, he has to say what not distinguish. He has to bring all the objects have to be negated for him to arrive at the Atma is not the object. Means then there's no Atma. No, you cannot say no Atma. The one who wants to know what that Atma is the Atma. Atma means what now? It's not available, isn't it? You know, consciousness does not want to know. It's another problem, that's why we have to say that. Am I clear?
Each time you speak about the same thing, it becomes clearer and clearer. I mean, obviously, if it's really clear, then it's.
Everything. Time to go away.
See, you know, the thing is, the nuances, a small words,
yeah.
We have to explain. That is what is Bhashyam, isn't it? Yeah. See, even though last week what we did, there itself, he brings in this viditata viditata adi, not really this mantra. Even for the previous verse itself, this explanation is brought in there. Already. And therefore I had to go back to what now? Why the teacher says this? Two words he used to say that the thing is, the meaning is the same. Na vidmaha, na vijanimaha. Two different verbs. But both the words mean the same. Meaning is the same. One is from the different root jna. One is from the different root vid. Vidmaha we know. Janimaha we know. Two different verbs he is using, but which both verbs mean the same. We do not know. And he says, we do not know, why does he say twice? And there he says, one thing he says, we do not know Brahman. In other words, he says, katham anusishyama, we do not know. How to communicate Brahman, we do not know. I mean, the teacher should be shocked. My God, I've come all the way, spending time from southwest London, driving this far, and the teacher says, I do not know, means what a waste of time it is, isn't it? Time and energy. It shocks and it alerts. Then he says what now? Purvesham. There is a methodology, definitely, and absolutely ingenious, and which they worked on us, it did work. They tried on us, it did work. So I would use the same thing, it should work on you also. The methodology is employed where the very statement of unfoldment, methodology also is unfolded, revealed.
There's no methodology separately and then teaching separately. You have noticed? Methodology is revealed along with the statement of unfoldment. Viditathu, aviditathu, anyathu, eva, adhi. See, adhi, atha. Now, atha we have not gone. We only seen adhi. Adhi means upari. Isn't it? That is something above. Above means what now? Something different. Completely different from both. Therefore, if the word known, the word participle vidita means only the known. So you can, known means, known alone is not the object. There may be objects which are unknown also. So one of the unknown objects can be mistaken for the Atma. Therefore he wanted to mention the word unknown. Just anything knowable must be what now? Definitely either the known or the unknown, before knowledge or after knowledge. Therefore, that is only way he can take you from the object to the subject. You know, I am the knower then. Because it helps you to take your mind from being extroverted. Now, even now it's not over, isn't it? At least your unnecessary search is stopped. Your energy, you don't need to waste your energy. And time, searching for something wrong place. The search has to come to an end means, two things will be very clear. Where is it available must be very clear. You can go and search where it is available. And what you are searching for is very clear. Both must be clear, then the search can come to an end. What you are searching for itself is not clear until you are exposed to the Shastra. So after you are exposed to the Shastra, then you know what you are searching for. Even then you may be searching for, isn't it, a wrong place. Therefore both should be stopped. And the very search will stop. The search will stop. And that is, that search stopping is what now, is in fact becoming, not being, I don't want to say you should become introverted, okay? Is what, not being extroverted itself is enough. One doesn't need to become introvert also. Another problem. Being introverted also is what? Searching inside then. And Swamiji always teases this. You know, see within. See within means what? Again, are there compartments to see, go inside and see within? Seeing within also is a problem. Seeing outside also is a problem. Because Atma has no inside or outside. Relative term, isn't it? That means we have feel, our understanding is something, because the mind is subtle. In fact, subtle thing is more pervasive. Isn't it? We think everything is inside. It indwells, no doubt. But it's also, it's subtle, the seeing power travels to the object, and in fact, travels from what now? It pervades externally. But the locus is this. That is why the word inside also is a problem. It has limitation. Isn't it? Something very subtle, that is very subtle. Therefore, aviditam, I don't know what the translation is. Just the known, that's all. Today I want to explain only these two words. Na vidmaha, na vijani maha. And thereby I want to go to
Anyadeva tad viditat aviditat adhi adhi. Okay? Which, in continuation with what I said last class. And the rest I'll tell you next class. Okay? Ahet manupadayet mukshita I'll tell you next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.